The public have been actively engaging in the Goor Wharf draft master plan. Some stakeholders have shared concerns with council over proposed changes to the historic wharf as part of a multi-million dollar redevelopment. We heard from Kevin from the Friends of the PS Oscar W about his concerns with moving the historic paddle steamer away from the main wharf area and creating a smaller space for volunteers. He also said organisers of the local market are worried the green space behind the wharf could be turned into a car park.
Now, naturally, all those people that operate the market and the vendors are up in arms, and they put together a petition, and we've had a petition going for the Oscar W, and we've collected over 700 signatures in one day. Goor has been known for many, many years as the river port of Goor, and people come down and take the iconic photo of the Oscar W in front of the wharf and with its shed in the background, and strongly believe that by taking the Oscar out of that photo, we're very seriously compromising the heritage and the value of the river port of Goor.
He met with Alexandrina Mayor Keith Parks on Monday to discuss those concerns. The Mayor joins me now. Welcome, Keith.
Good morning, Jenny. How are you? And good morning to your listeners.
Yeah, really well, thank you. So it sounds as though you're listening. Are you taking on board these concerns?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the Oscar W and the wharf and what happens there is paramount to anything we do in Goor. It's the focal point of the town. It's what the town is all about. That's where it started. The wharf and the river is a critical part of everything we do. So it's a major redevelopment down there. It's been a lot of community interest in it and a lot of input. And that's what this consultation is all about. It's putting it out there. It's an idea. Put it to them. And we're so happy that we're getting lots of feedback, whether it be positive in favour of it or wanting changes to the idea, that's all good. It means that we can look at it and give it due consideration, make some necessary alterations to the proposal, and we'll go back to the community again with the revised plan.
Yeah, because this is a pretty massive investment from state and federal governments, right, on basically trying to retain some of the history of the space, but also enliven it and make it more desirable as a tourism destination, right?
It's critical. I mean, it's nearly a $9 million project. We know that Signal Point, the upgrades there are straightforward. That's just simply roofing and air conditioning and lots of other refinements to the building. And the wharf, the wharf is no problem. That definitely requires the work done to it to bring it back to a safe standard and make it strong and better for people to walk on. It's the other infrastructure around where the concerns are. So we're going to look at that. It's very, very important that at the end of the day, we do not lose that iconic atmosphere, that history feeling when you walk down to that precinct. And you're back into the beautiful old days of paddle steamers and steam trains that we've got there. We're so lucky to have that in that precinct. We've got to make the absolute most of it and retain that character.
Yeah, and what about his concerns about moving the PS Oscar W down?
Yeah, there are some issues there. They've got some valid points. It's more exposed to the weather. Where it's proposed to go is more exposed. The jetty would require substantial upgrading in order to take the extra load. And the Oscar W is very special. We want that right in the middle. That's a focal point. And that's what's come through loud and clear from our community, that they do not want the Oscar stuck down the end of the jetty. They want it in the middle where they can see it. So we're going to have to look at that and work out how we rearrange the project so that we take into account what people are telling us.
And then, of course, there's the heritage value of the wharf shed, which he was worried about,
yes,
part of that being destroyed or, you know, surrounding it with glass for some food and wine outlets. Tell us about the plan there.
Yes, the actual wharf shed has got national heritage significance, and it was always open on the side facing the river. It's now got some big glass sliding doors there that have been there for donkey's years. And the back, the proposal was to put windows on both sides of it so you could see through. That's come back. People aren't happy. When you look at the idea, it looks fantastic. But when you then start to talk to the users, people who are affected by any changes, you can understand what they're not happy about. So we'll have to revise that. Yeah, the two ends had doors to allow for the rail carriages to go through at one stage, and also along the back was closed in like it still is now. So we'll have to take that into consideration. It was never completely open all around. So they're considerations that we're going to have to look at, absolutely.
And Mayor Keith Parks, as well as that, have you spoken to the market people who are worried about that green space being taken away?
Yes, I had a quick chat on Sunday afternoon with a lady who was actually looking. She told me she was running the petition from the market people about that. And I was explaining to her that it's not actually the proposal is not for a bitumen car park. It's the product they use is a paving block system which the grass grows through and the water can run through. In some aspects, it makes it not get too muddy. So it'd be, even if you didn't put cars on it, it wouldn't be a bad idea to stop them on when it's really wet weather for the walking through the markets. It does get a bit muddy at times. So that's, but certainly I think their idea of moving, their concerns about moving the markets in part away from that area and fragmenting it is a concern, but also the problem with the wharf, not a problem, but the character of the wharf is you're on the riverfront and it cops a lot of weather. Mm. And so once you get right on that front, the difference between that 100 or so metres where the market tents go now and on the waterfront is significant in its exposure. So, there's concerns about their ability to have tents up on windy days, which is understandable. So, again, got to have a look at that. This is a concept plan that we started in 2012 with a 10-stage plan. We've done some of these stages already, and this is the main stage, which is that wharf precinct. And so it's been redesigned and fiddled around with, which we got to do. And so you've got to have something to start with. So we've got what these consultants have come up with, put it out there to the community and the users. And so now we're getting what we wanted. We're getting information back about what they like and what they don't like about it. And we'll have to take those things on board.
Mm. Do you know when the project is going to eventually go ahead after these consultations?
It must start. Absolutely no way to move on it. It's got to start at the end of January.
Okay, right.
We want that wharf project finished by April 2023 to coincide with the Wooden Boat Festival. We want to open the wharf, the new wharf facility and the Wooden Boat Festival together. And so there's no reason why the actual wharf component, that's the replacement of the decking and some pylons. There's no reason why that and the upgrades to Signal Point can't start on time. If we're still refining the car parking and other issues, that can be done during it following on, but at least we can start on it in January.
Mayor of Alexandrina, Keith Parks, is with us. If you do want to respond to that community consultation, you've got to a close of business via council or the My Say Alexandrina website. The Strath Pool was meant to open on Monday last week, Keith, but riverbank erosion, from what I understand, has gotten in the way.
Yes, we had a landslip down below the pool, down towards the river, quite a significant one, and there were concerns about what had caused that. The main concern was there a problem where water was leaking from the pool underground and making the bank unsafe, and that's why it's dropped with the rain. It had slumped. We've had engineers inspecting the pool and looking at that, trying to find out just what is wrong. The communication I got yesterday when I asked about it from our engineering people were that they believe the pool is sound and there is no problem with the pool itself. What we have to do now is a couple of things. We have to construct a retaining wall to make sure that bank slumping doesn't occur down where it is. And we're in the process now of determining where the water's coming from. It looks like the water's possibly coming from the pipes when they backflush the pool, the filter system backflushes into the wastewater system. Looks like one of those pipes is cracked or leaking. So they'll determine the point of that leak And what we'll then do is we'll bring in a one of our wastewater tanker trucks that can pump that water so that we can operate the pool while we're doing the repairs. So we're hoping the pool will be open within a week.
Right. Oh, that's good to hear. Okay, cool.
Yes, no, so they're onto it. And you've just got to absolutely make sure it's safe. The last thing, you can understand the concern that our engineering people and safety team had was, until they determined the problem, if there was a fault in the pool, like a crack or instability in the wall of the pool that was going to fail, if people were in that pool and it failed, it would be a disaster. People would get really, if not killed, seriously injured. So that's why it's taken this time, and we've got to get specific engineering people to inspect it. But it's just a matter of sorting out this water leak, which is from the wastewater system that's attached to the pool from when we backflush it, and then we'll be onto it.
Right. We'll keep people in the loop. There's also the Strathalbyn Community Swimming Pool Facebook page, which we'll keep everyone updated on.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, Mayor Keith Parks, you're about to look for a new CEO.
Yes, our CEO is not seeking a new contract, so we had a council meeting on Monday evening, and we're about to go out now and commence the process of recruitment, which will probably take 3 or 4 months to go through. By the time we advertise, we'll advertise probably in November and start interviews and hopefully make an appointment in the new year.
Excellent. So what does it take to be a good CEO of a council?
Well, we need somebody that knows the idiosyncrasies of local government and the constraints and restrictions when you're dealing with public money, and the ability to get the best out of your staff and to understand the community and what the community's expectations are and what they want, and got to be out there amongst the community working with them, seeking to achieve the ideals and working towards what we're trying to do is efficiencies to constrain rate increases, and we're looking to start reducing some of council's debt. That's our plan as well.
And because I understand that Glenn Rappensberg didn't want to go for another term because it was a long time and he's got some parents he wants to take care of in Queensland. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah, both of his parents are in Queensland, and they're elderly, and his mother in particular is unwell. So he's got those considerations.
Yeah, that's fair enough. So will you be running for mayor again?
Absolutely, Jenny. I love doing what I do, and I'm just hoping the community will give me the chance to do another term. In the ideal world, that's what I would like to do. But I'll be there knocking on the door, asking for another go.
Hey, thanks so much for your time today, Mayor Keith Parks. Really appreciate that.
Lovely talking to you, and take care, everybody, and look forward to talking to you next time.